Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. How are we? Well, this is a bit of a diary boo, actually, and it's a bit of a note to self. There has been numerous things happen over the last few days. One of them that I should just laugh at, really, and another one that I should definitely keep my mouth shut. I'll start with the one that's not as bad, really. The one that I should just keep my mouth shut. The other day I did a boo, maybe about 2 weeks ago I did an audio boo about the fact that I was smug because I'd managed to fix the boiler. And all it was back then was a switch, a flow sensor switch that I managed to fix and I've now replaced. But lo and behold, a totally unrelated thing has happened, and over the last 6 days we've had no central heating or no hot water at the house. So it's been an uncomfortable week, put it that way. Thankfully, we've got underfloor heating in some of the rooms, so that's not a problem. And it runs independently from the central heating. So warning, this is a boring boo as well. But I'll get through this bit to get onto something a little bit funnier. So I've been having cold showers. My girlfriend has been boiling the kettle and concocting a lukewarm mixture of water to have showers with. But I've been frozen to the very core by having cold water showers. Anyway, British Gas have been today and fixed the boiler. It was something that I probably wouldn't have been able to diagnose at all myself, because I did have a go at fixing it. It was the circuit board that had got a broken relay, which was making making the fan stick on the boiler, which wasn't allowing it to fire up in its particular sequence. Blah, 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 blah. Boring boo. But thankfully, with British Gas, they do a three-tiered repair, parts included with labour, a 79, which is if they can fix it in the first 30 minutes, £79. From the first half an hour, so from then it moves to the second tier, which is 79. No. From then it moves to the second tier, which is 199. So if they fix it within half an hour to, I think it's 3 hours, it's £199. Then over that, it's like 400. Thankfully, we fitted into the £199 bracket. And because of the particular boiler we've got, the circuit board would have been, for me to buy, £200-something. So we've won there. Right, that's that out of the way. The second thing that I should keep my mouth shut is my micro drone 2.0. Or maybe I should start speaking about this in the past tense. What was my micro drone 2.0? For those who don't know, for Christmas, I was given a micro drone, which is a small quadcopter that has a camera fitted to it, or you can attach a camera to it and get some great aerial footage. I've been learning how to fly it and get better with it, and over these last few weeks I've really improved, and I can now fly it without crashing it into the floor or blah blah blah. And I've been sent a DM by Audio Boo's very own Big Rick, all one word, and in my response I was saying to him that, oh yeah, I'm getting quite good at flying this drone now. And literally that night, my friend Ray and I went for a wander and I took the drone. There was a slight breeze at our level, but as I took off with the drone, the wind was obviously stronger higher up and it just took it away. And I thought, if I lower my altitude now, I'm going to end up in the nearby pond. So I had to keep the altitude and try and steer it back. But because of the strength of the wind and the fact that it is only a micro drone and it's not the strongest powered thing, it blew away. I can say this now laughing, but at the time, basically, if picture this, I'm stood there in the dark with my controller, and the drone, which has got lights on it, is slowly getting further away, and just picture Barber's Adagio for Strings just playing as I'm like, no, as it's getting further and further away. And Ray's like, turn it back this way, quick, just go that way. And because it's got four corners, obviously, quadcopter, the front two, or what's classed as the front, have got white LEDs, and the rear has, or should I say had, blue LEDs. So you would use the white LEDs to kind of judge which is the front and which is the back, because obviously you've got different modes of steering. So I was trying to get it to head back towards me, but as it got further away and the wind was blowing it further away, I couldn't see which was forwards and backwards, so I was having to like make it move in particular directions, and oh god, oh dear. So in the end it just went out of sight. I kept the altitude. It was dark at the time as well, but it's usually really good at flying in the dark because of the LEDs, you can see it. Oh dear. So it really was a forget him, he's gone sort of like war film. There's no bringing him back. And that was it. And it went into the distance and I could no longer see it. And I just looked at Ray and I was like, well, that didn't go to plan. Because I literally just took off, flew around for a moment, raised the altitude. And then as soon as I got out of the cover of some surrounding trees, the breeze or the stronger wind just took it, and that was it. There was no lowering of the altitude, else it would have probably landed in some trees or in the nearby pond. So it's 100% my fault, and I feel absolutely gutted. We jumped in the car, managed to find a footpath over towards the area that I thought had gone down. But literally, with the battery, you've only got about 8 to 10 minutes. So the LEDs will have only been illuminated for about 8 to 10 minutes from when I started flying. So it was like we'd been searching for 20 minutes and it's like, well, there's no point now. There really isn't. Never mind. So then the lesson to learn from this is keep your mouth shut. Don't claim to have fixed a boiler, even though it was an unrelated issue. Don't claim, because karma, or what my friends and I like to call, now please forgive this, is Mr. Shit. Mr. Shit is always out to get you. So if you start being a bit too overconfident, then Mr. Shit will teach you a lesson. So don't claim to have fixed a boiler, and don't claim to be some sort of expert at flying drones. Oh dear. So there has been a bit of a Twitter, a mini Twitter campaign, people just saying, oh, I wonder if the company Micro Drone or Extreme Flyers will send you a replacement. I have sent them an email, because I've done a YouTube video review of this, so hopefully if I keep the pressure on, maybe they'll give me a reduced price replacement, because I've still got the camera, I've still got the handheld, handset, so it's just the drone itself that needs replacing. So we'll see. Hopefully, if they find it in their hearts to help a poor lost soul like me, and it was a present as well from my father in Australia, who I've not seen for years and years and years, so just keep piling on this pressure. By the way, if you want to tweet them, it's at MicroDroneUK. You never know. But there's no flying today anyway. There would be no flying today because the weather is terrible. It's throwing it down. It's a mixture of rain and slush. And it's windy. But at least we're now warm in the house again, thanks to British Gas. Okay. I'll speak to you all again very soon, and just remember, don't speak too soon.